I've been busy. I've been fucking busy. I've been busy fucking. I've been all kinds of busy. I'm sorta kinda busy. Like shorty is we fucking. Well if not then fucking. Apologies to the fan who thought we dubbed him. Said I was in the rush, but I was busy rushing. This busy shit, busy that, busy this. And I need a minute.
See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind.
Spending time, spending out tour. A desire that wasn't pure. Born before the virus was cured. Pitch perfect, violence on the floor. Fast forward, honors on my score.
That's what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
Fast forward, got the hands out like they acknowledging the fuel. Rewind, Nas track 6. Rewind, dance crazes. Read my mind, free my mind. Feed my mind, make sense. Just like mirrors on the wall.
That's what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
Flicking ash, pouring a half on point of glass. Pouring foam, spike got eggshells in my omelet. My earlobes, they yellow like the yolk is running. Brain on drugs, I still ain't got no peace of mind. Fuck, woof woof, dogs in the place, loose tooth, lost in the freight. Roof lost on the rafe, roof lost on the way. Freeway, no rosé, brute force, brute champagne. Tell the front desk to cut new keys. Reserved in the Mercer for 2 years and 2 suites. Took out the bell like it's fuck sleep. I smack a bitch like it's hot hands. Fired the label like fuck brands. Comfortable low nigga, fuck Zans. Comfortable slow, who the fuck ran? Nothing is sweet, nothing in tank sweet. It's just a tank pee. Salt on a slug, soda on slug tea. Chewing on nothing, you're tweaking or something. You're reaching for something. You speak and speak up and you're thinking. You're overthinking. One blink and a pre coming. That could turn every no one into someone.
I gotta find peace of mind. 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 I gotta find peace of mind.
I just need the peace of mind for my purity.
You make my heart desire pure. Just tell me. You make my heart desire pure. Just tell me.
Memories burn the roach heads. Cheer Hennessy for my old head. Infinite means for the dosage. Keeping me up in focus. Jewelry cloth my gold caps. NY throw back like the old fashions.
I'm undone because
lost in the Google Maps and your iMac. Think my phone tap, hold up, hold that.
Hold up, my nigga, hold that.
The nigga pull up, so the nigga hold that. Call trying to hold back, the call hat drop when the FaceTime pause. Don't call back, can't cope when your heart broke. Soft spoken, roll something, cop something, narco. Saint like Joan of Arc, bro, rain barcode. Two of everything should have been to blame when Noah's Ark broke. Two more drinks of everything before the bar closed. Face to face with my demons at a bar stool. Haven't checked on my niece in weeks. Months past months in between since me and my sister was speak. Now the call of visiting weeks. Lost another sister September last. Seen her September 16th. And it feels like
I'm undone because
loose on every release. I feel like a curse is in me. Except Percy is gone in her grief. I share with you my peace.
I'm undone because
I'm not an actor.
Side, they lock the door, but all I need is more. I'm going
really a failure. Like really, 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 really a failure. Like I dropped out of college to make music, but then I stopped making music. I mean, like really, like just like not even an epic failure, just sort of like a sad, pathetic failure. Just like kind of a real epic failure you could get behind. Like I tried this big thing and it failed and I lost everything. No, I just kind of like frittered my years away doing nothing and being in dead-end relationships and dead-end bands and stuff. And I didn't take responsibility for much. I kind of just like felt bad for myself and wondered why my life wasn't better and stuff like that. And then when I was about 26, I just realized that, wow, this, my life is not at all going the way I wanted it to go. Like, this is not what I expected. I was always the youngest guy. Like when I was like 16, I was in a band where everybody else was in their 20s, and I was like the songwriter and the singer, played guitar, and I was always like the kid. And then suddenly I was like 26 and I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, that just seemed like a little too old to be doing nothing. And you know, not long after, like David Foster Wallace put out the book Infinite Jest, and it really just floored, it really depressed me. Because I was like, if I start right now, he's older than me, but if I started right now, I wouldn't get it done in time to be done with something, write something like that by the time I was his age and have it come out. It's not possible. So, I don't know, I was pretty disappointed with myself, and I kind of just went to therapy, basically, with an amazing person who, I was just like, I'm not good at my life. I'm just bad at it. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what you tell me. Like, I just want to not do this anymore. I just need to do something else. And I started just being, like, realizing how I was lazy, but lazy never felt right when I heard that. When I said that to myself, I was like, you're lazy. It wasn't that I was lazy. I was just really afraid. I was really afraid of failing. All my life I'd been precocious. And like I was like, you know, I was supposed to be smart and I was supposed to be creative. And I think hearing those things makes you scared that you're going to do something stupid or do something uninteresting and no one will see you as smart or creative anymore. I've never been given any credit for being hardworking or being, you know, diligent or anything. And so all my credits were based in these like attributes that I had no control over, like, oh, it was, you know, it's like being tall, like, congratulations, you're tall. It's nothing you can even get excited about. So I realized that I had kind of like been so afraid of failing and looking bad that I didn't do anything, that I just did nothing, you know, and I could claim some sort of safety in doing nothing. But then I decided, look, that's pathetic and I need to work against all of my instincts and start doing things. So that's where, you know, I started a record company, built a new studio, and I started becoming aggressive and started like engaging culture, which was fun. I'd never like really engaged culture. I'd always been like if there was a bunch of people in New York City who like seemed cool, I would just like be sour grapes about it. I'd be very like, I don't want to go to that place. It's lame. All those, you know, those people, and they all think they're so cool. And I'd just be like really bitter. And I decided, look, why don't I just go and see if the 10% of those people are fun, just like every other 10, you know, like 10% of every group of people are pretty all right, you know. 90% of most groups of people are kind of terrible, but like 10%, so I started going to different types of things and meeting different people and like started throwing parties and all of a sudden I was kind of cool, which I'd never been in New York. I've just always been like a total, not even an outsider, just like sort of a nobody, like just sort of invisible, like sad, kind of shy. And all of a sudden I was DJing and I felt cool and I threw parties. And then one night I went to go see a band and somebody else was kind of playing the records that I was playing. And like nobody else was playing the records I was playing. That was like my thing. And I got really mad and I got really defensive. And I was just like, what the, you know, that's my, who the hell is this? Some 22-year-old, and I got really embarrassed by being like, these aren't your records, you didn't write them, you just play them, you just own them, you can't be proud of yourself for owning them. But I was mad at the same time, because I was like, no, but I know that kid was at one of my parties, and just doing, and it was like this really dense conflict that I couldn't resolve, and that's kind of where losing my edge came from. It like really just came from this, I didn't have a good answer. Like I was angry, But I was also really pathetic for being angry, but also kind of, there wasn't really a right or wrong. It was sort of like, you know, I was right and wrong, and this kid was right and wrong, and everybody there who was right and wrong. And it felt really dense and really like easy to write from, like easy to make something from. And so I made that song, and everybody thought it was terrible. I remember playing it for people, and they just would, they would be like, they'd give you this face, like, you know, like, kind of like they don't want to say anything, and then ask you about like technical things, like, oh, what are the drums? And you're like, okay, you don't like this. And only Phil Mossman, who was the original LCD guitar player, was the only person who was like, I love this. And he was older than me. I think it had something to do with age. He was just like, I really love this. This is really funny. And so we put it out, and with literally the people from the label, like my two partners, Tim and John, were just like, they afterwards said, like, we just thought you were making a big mistake and you were going to look like an idiot, and we just kind of felt bad for you. Like, you know, it was the B-side until the last day. It was the B-side to Beat Connection until the last minute. And I was like, no, it's, that should be the A-side. That's the one that I should sink or swim with, you know?
But it, that was a Foster Wallace moment, really. And it had so huge impact, and still has.
Well, for, you know, that's a funny thing, because I know how many we made, and it's not that many, you know, it's like 4,000, 5,000, 12 inches, which to me was a huge deal. But then when I was like, well, it kind of like, it was a song that everybody knew when I was flying around. This is also when I learned about how much people got music from the internet. I was like, how did everybody know this thing? It's like, we've only sold, you know, 4,000 copies of it. And that's to stores, like, let alone, you know, clearly some of them haven't gone home with people. Excuse me. And but then I started meeting people. That's when I started making friends and meeting people that were other musicians. And it was just like kind of the story, partially the story of their lives too. Like, I met the Optimo guys from Glasgow very early on. And they were just like, yeah, it just kind of felt like, you know, this is our lives, kind of this sad, you know, like wondering what to do with yourself kind of period of time. And then I had a job. It was the first time I'd made, it was the first, I'd made music my whole life, but it was the first time I made music that was like, where I wasn't trying to be another thing that I thought I'm supposed to be. That I was just trying to actually be as much myself as I possibly could. Like, the first time I'd ever done that. And it was, and I was actually rewarded for it, which was remarkable. Like, actually people were liking it. And so that was a big change to me. And I've become like, and since then, like, I've become a really intense proponent of my friends. Like, I'm a, you know, I'm really, now it's been so long, and I'm really hardworking, and I'm effective, and I make, you know, good decisions, and I'm very, like, I'm reliable. And so a lot of people that only know me now, like, have this vision of me as being very, like, with very on top of things, like, you know, which is like, I was the worst disaster. So when I'm trying to like get, I'm like, you guys, you just make something, don't worry about it, just make it, like, stop overthinking it, like, just make it and put it out. And they're like, well, you can do that. I'm like, no, you have no idea. Like, I spent my entire 20s, like, you are now younger. Like, I'm talking to some 27-year-old who thinks that I know what I'm talking, you know, like, it's easy for me. And I was like, when I was your age, I was still 5 years from putting out Losing My Edge. Like, I was 5 years still of complete and abject failure to go. So you're doing great. Like, you're actually doing fine. Yeah.
China, tell me what you do. Look in the eyes of a savage girl, fall deep in love in the underworld. Raw power and shoulder come a running to you. If you alone and you got the shakes, so am I, baby, and I got what it takes. Raw power and shoulder come a running to you.
Just my tears, I'm crying. Shut down, we'll